This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from Missouri. John is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. Today we have Steve Elkins. He's an ICU and an ER nurse. He's in Florida. He's a broadcaster. He's on Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome, Steve Elkins.
Hello, Vincent. Good morning.
Good morning. And we've got Joe Simona. Joe Simona is in Michigan. He is a realtor. He's 29 years old. He has an in-depth experience in law. And as you could expect, he would be ranked in the top 10% of realtors. Otherwise, he wouldn't be on the air with us. Welcome, Joe Simona.
Thanks for having me, Vincent.
No, you're welcome. So today, class, we're going to be talking about, you know, why would we be talking about preparedness with a realtor? Why would we do that? Well, it's very clear. Imagine you want to buy a property, and imagine you want to know about something called HOA, Home Owners Association documents, agreements, things that you agree to when you buy a property. What do they mean? Well, you don't have to read that. It's just, you know, fine print. Nobody has time to read that. Well, here's what can happen. And we're going to talk about what can happen as a result of the Home Owners Association in your neighborhood. Steve Elkins has experienced what they can do and what they try to do. Joe Simona is going through it right now, and I've been through it, and our daughter's been through it. And why does this happen? So, Joe Simona, what is going on in your neck of the woods, in your neighborhood, that brought you to the national stage?
So, Vincent, just to give everybody that's listening to the show a little bit of a background on my family. My parents escaped, or not, didn't escape. My parents left Iraq in the mid 70s to escape religious persecution and came to America. My parents became citizens as soon as they were able to. My parents have been law-abiding citizens. My parents voted every single election, and they instilled those values on us. Back in 2005, having the strong case that we have, back in 2005, like we usually do every year, we had a nativity. And it's beautiful. People drive by. People take pictures. It's not big. It's not obnoxious. Just a basic nativity scene. And we received a letter from our association in the mail saying, you are in violation of this article, and you didn't request prior approval. And it specifically said, please remove your nativity scene. As you might be able to assume, we were shocked. And we consulted with an attorney, as well as one of the newspapers over here. And our story quickly made national headlines from CNN to Fox and every local news channel and radio station that you could think of. So when that happened, the association said we rescind the violation notice. Go to 2009. 2009, they were a little bit more cautious with their wording. They said you're in violation of this article, but didn't state what we are in violation of. So when I called into the association said that the Virgin Mary statue has to go. I said, that's not happening. Now we're in 2019, and we receive a letter saying that grass needs to be cut, weeds need to be trimmed, and there's 6 pieces of statuary lawn ornament. We know exactly what they're after. What they're doing is they're hiding behind the Virgin Mary statue because they were so direct with it, especially the first time, that they don't want to be so direct with their wording and cause an even bigger uproar than what it is right now. So right now, the association has not responded to a single one of my calls, nor a single one of my emails. We have filed a request to inspect records to see who has applied for approval for statuary art or lawn ornaments, and who has received violation notices. We believe that this is completely arbitrary. We believe that this is a violation of the law. And we're just really upset. We want people to know that, listen, we're going to practice our religion, and we're not trying to impose our religion on anybody else. This is something that's been in front of our house for 16 years. There's people that I personally know in our subdivision that have statuary arts or lawn ornaments that have not gotten approval and have not gotten a violation notice. One thing important to point out is the community association manager has shared a Facebook post, I believe it was June 23rd, that said, children raised without religion are kinder and more empathetic. Look, I don't care if you're atheist. I don't care if you don't believe in a God. That doesn't, you know, if you're a good person, you're a good person. But that goes to emphasize on the point that this is religiously motivated. So there's no such thing as the grass wasn't cut. There's no such thing as weeds in the lawn. We don't know what the 6 statuary lawn ornaments are. They're trying to hide behind the Virgin Mary statue. And that's what I want people to know. It's not 6 statuary lawn ornaments, 2-foot-tall grass, and weeds all over. No, it's not that.
Joe Simona, how tall is the statue of the Virgin Mary? Because this is radio. Some people may think we're talking 10 feet, 6 feet, 4 feet. How tall? 2 feet? 18 inches?
A foot and a half.
18 inches.
Foot and a half.
My mom has the very same statue. She's moved it 3 times at 3 of her properties. It's made out of cast concrete from a mold. And it's been in her garden for three decades. 3 different gardens, 3 decades. And she was raised as a devout Roman Catholic. She did not go on missionary trips into town trying to convert people. It's just what she believed. She quietly believed it. And she had this statue in her garden where it is today, right outside our studio. Here on the farm in Missouri. It's not going anywhere. It's going to stay exactly where she left it. My mom has passed away. It's not going anywhere, no matter what. So what's the reason for this, Joe? What's the real reason?
The real reason for the statue or behind the association?
No, the real reason that the association is giving you a hard time about the statue. Would it be okay if it was the Star of David? Would it be okay if it were some other religion? Would it be okay if it were a cross? Or would none of the above be okay?
I don't know. Obviously, we respect and we encourage all religions. We have neighbors that are of multitudes of different religions, but we respect that we have great relationships with. So would it be okay? I don't know, but it seems like there's an attack on Christianity. I believe it was at the Rockefeller Center where there is a menorah, there's a Kwanzaa table, and there's a snowflake tree. I would encourage someone to please educate me on what a snowflake tree is. How do you have a menorah, a Kwanzaa table, and a snowflake tree? A menorah is a menorah. It's not a candle. A Kwanzaa table is a Kwanzaa table. It's not a picnic table. Okay? And they're calling those the right names. They are what they are. What in the world is a snowflake tree? So I think there is an attack on Christianity, and I think now, in these days, there's an attack on religion in general, on any type of God, on any God that you believe in.
Yeah. Vincent, I got a question for Joe.
Steve?
Yeah, Joe, sure. On the governing body for your HOA, is it a democracy or a group of people get together and only one person has to say, I don't like it, it's a violation, and the rest of them don't really have a say-so? Is this governing body of your HOA a democracy when they meet, or is it just one person says it's got to go, and that's the way it goes?
You know, it's very interesting that you asked that. So the management company was formerly the management company is Kramer Triad. It was Kramer Triad at the beginning. Then it switched to a company called Harriman and Associates. So what happens is, it's actually interesting that you asked that, because one of the former members of the board of directors, I saw him. He lives in the subdivision. And I asked him, I said, what's going on? He said that he got an email from Kramer Triad saying that they were going to look around the neighborhood and write, violation notices if there's violations. So I don't know if they acted under the direction of any member of the board of directors. And if you hold that, if you hold what I just said for a second, ironically, I've never gotten a response from Kramer Triad, but my father has gotten a response from Kramer Triad that only said, we have received your request, we act under the direction of the board of directors. So that is completely contrary to what one of the former members of board of directors told me, saying that the management company was going to go around and see what violations there are. So they did not act under the direction of the board of, under the direction of the board of directors. They acted under their sole discretion, in my personal opinion.
Can I do a follow-up here, Vincent?
Absolutely.
Joe, have they imposed any fines on you for having the Virgin Mary statue? Have they imposed any fines?
They have not imposed any fines as of yet.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, how would they figure out what a fine would be for something like this that goes against their regulation? How do they figure that out? Have you ever received a fine and know anybody's ever got a fine?
Don't know of anyone who's ever gotten a fine. We have not gotten a fine, and we don't even know what we can't even find the fine schedule. So the letter states, courtesy notice, $25 fine, $50 fine, $100 fine, but there's no fine schedule on file that we can see.
Okay. Well, I can tell you from my experience with an HOA out here in Florida, I find that there's a set guideline, a contract, evidently people do sign when they move into an HOA. These are their guidelines. These are the covenants, the conditions, the restrictions. You sign it. You agree to it. But I find that every year that at least the HOA I was in was going a little rogue, deciding that, I mean, these people would meet and decide once a month, well, let's add this. To me, that actually nullifies the contract you actually signed, because you had no say-so in that whatsoever, or to agree or disagree. And that's where I see the HOAs are making a huge mistake, is that they're adding on things year after year after year.
Hold that thought. Steve, hold that thought.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us. Joe Simone is with us. And we're talking about homeowners associations. Joe, from what I understand, if the rules have been changed in a homeowners association, the homeowners have, it's not valid unless the homeowners agree to the changes and vote on the changes. Is that your understanding as well?
My understanding, Vincent, is that there has to be a 66 two-thirds vote to change any of the declarations or easements. However, if I may, Vince, from what we've reviewed, it looks like this may have been in place since 2000, but we were not aware of that because I don't believe that they actually make me sign them. They're recording with the Register of Deeds, which we didn't know. However, what we're dealing with here is what they're doing is, like I mentioned, is arbitrarily enforcing the rules. But even if they were to bring a lawsuit forward to remove the statute, they would be unsuccessful on the grounds that any statute of limitation has far passed. Statute of limitation on a breach of contract is 6 years. And on a covenant case is 10 years. The statute has been up there for 16 years. So they would be unsuccessful on those grounds alone. Plus, declarations and easements can say whatever they want to say, but they could also be illegal. a lot of things that are written into contracts are not legal. So those can be illegal. So that's what we're discussing with an attorney that we are looking at probably retaining, is a violation of the Michigan Elliott Larson Act, as well as the violation of the Fair Housing Act.
Joe, when I lived on the East Coast, Mrs. Finelli and I bought a home that was in an established neighborhood. And the neighborhood was built in 1945. And the property came with deed restrictions based on that the covenants, the agreements, the terms and conditions from 1945. And in this list, which came with the purchase of the house, was that he could not have chickens, goats, and horses in this neighborhood. And all black servants, yes, all black servants must be out of the neighborhood by 4:30 in the afternoon, which is absolutely illegal. So, there you have it. You were talking about not everything that's written is legal. And there's a perfect example, and we had it. And in our case, we wanted to convert, our house was the model house that was built in 1945, right at the end of World War II. And we wanted to convert our two-car garage. It was a two-story traditional colonial. It was brick on a third of an acre. And we wanted to convert our garage that was under the house, two-car garage, to a family room, because back in 1945, you had traditional galley kitchens, you had a traditional dining room, traditional living room, but you really didn't have a functional house like you have today with a great big room that's off the kitchen where everybody hangs out. So we wanted to do that, and we had this neighborhood association, this homeowners association, and they were the ruling body that could determine what we could do and couldn't do. So in order to still have a garage, I wanted to build a freestanding garage. Two cars, use the existing garage doors that came with the house from 1945. No change in the architecture, the style, the color. Nothing was changed other than adding a two-car garage. Well, the neighbor across the road was the president of the HOA, and he didn't like the idea that I wanted to have attic storage. And they said, you know what? It's too tall. You can't have a two-car garage with storage. We want the roof 2 feet lower. And I said, no. I want storage there. And they said, no, you've got to make it 2 feet lower. So finally I said, you know what, you're right. Thanks so much for sharing this with me and convincing me that I should not have a garage because I'm going to save a lot of money. And I found a circus tent. And it's red and white and yellow stripes. And I'm going to put that up because I don't need your permission to do that. It's temporary. So I'm just going to park my cars under the circus tent. Within a very short time, I got a phone call, go ahead and build your garage. Because they were faced with a choice. Finelli was either going to put a circus tent up there and devalue everybody's property, or they were going to let me do what I should be able to do in the first place. So that's how I approached it. And let's talk about what things that you can do when we come back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Aides and advisors to President Trump insist that the president did not cave after he gave up a push for a citizenship question on the 2020 census, ordering the federal government to instead find other ways of counting how many citizens are in the country. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway.
I think what the president did yesterday is important because, again, it takes the obstacles away from data sharing amongst the different departments and agencies.
Speaking on Fox News, after the president signs an executive order requiring all federal departments and agencies to give the Department of Commerce records about people's citizenship. Immigration and Customs Enforcement set to start raids across the nation to arrest thousands of illegal immigrants. Homeland Security insiders say they'll begin Sunday and continue for several days in at least 10 major cities. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
feed,
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Steve Elkins is with us. Joe Simone is with us. Joe, who is the board? Are these guys your neighbors?
The board of directors are comprised of people who live in the subdivision, to the best of my knowledge, yes.
Have you ever met them?
I know former members of the board of directors. I know where the president of the board of directors is. I don't know the other members of the board of directors because the management company has not taken the liberty to update that on licensing and regulatory affairs Michigan website as they should.
Here's what I did. The state of Missouri came after me for unpaid sales tax. They made this up. And, you know, when I say this, people will think, no, it can't be true. You know, Finelli had sales. Well, they said I had $1 million worth of sales, and I didn't pay the sales tax on it. It was total fabrication, 100% fabrication. So I went after the state of Missouri, and I exposed them right here on USA Prepares. As a matter of fact, I read all the correspondence from them and all their threats and their position where they're going to put a lien on my farm. They wanted to steal my farm. And so I figured this was a pretty serious thing, and I went right after them. I went for the juggler. And I gave out their names, their telephone numbers, who they were, what they're doing. I read their letters, their threats on the air. And they backed down. They sent me an apology. Most so sorry. And here's what I found out. So they had all kinds of demands on me. They wanted to know, they wanted to see 2 years worth of emails. And I said, show me the statute. Show me the statute that says you're entitled to this. Then they said they wanted that I owe the sales tax. I said, show me the customers that you say that I sold these things to. Show me. And then to make it even better, they said that I had to respond within 30 days. So I took a page out of their book and I said, all communications shall be in writing. And if I don't receive your correspondence within 14 days, that the matter will be resolved in my favor. So I escalated the turnaround time from 30 days to 14 days, and they couldn't take it. They backed down. So what I'm telling you, Joe, is I've had experience with people threatening me, and when that happens, it always gets worse for them because I go for the juggler because I feel that they want to take what I've earned, and I won't let them do it. No matter what. So if you want, you can do that. You can take a page out of my book and you can say everything shall be in writing. All communication shall be in writing. Now, if you do that, every time you send them something, they have to have a meeting. All of the directors actually have to have a meeting. And you can wear them out.
Yes.
And that's what I did. I wore them out. And they figured, well, maybe they're easier fish to fry than Finelli. So that was one of my strategies, and it absolutely worked. And then they did it again. They did it again. So
let me add something real quick here, Ian. Benny, I was looking at the history going back to HOAs, going back to the 1960s when it first came about. But I found a case that was a very unique, interesting case back going back to the year 1994 called the fire this back up, Narstedt versus Lakeside Village Condominium Association, and it found that basically the benefits that a homeowner association, HOA, provides to homeowners varies depending on the specific regulations and practices of that HOA. Individuals may also benefit more or less depending on the political standing in the association and the degree to which the community's decision matches their preference. In this 1994 case, Narstedt versus Lakeside Village Condominium Association, the Supreme Court noted owners associations can be a powerful force for good or for ill in their members' lives. Therefore, anyone who buys a unit in a common interest development with knowledge of its owners association discretionary power accepts the risk of the power may be used in a way that benefits the commonality but harms the individual. And I like that last part, but harms the individual. That's exactly what we should be focusing on here because, actually, let's be honest about this. There is no harm. There is no harm to anybody about having a Virgin Mary statue in your garden. It brings no harm to anyone. This definitely looks like a religious persecution, and I fully support you, Joe, in standing up for your right to have this in your garden because I bet you can walk around your neighborhood and people will have little gnomes in their yard and all kinds of little decorative things in your yard. And you could say, well, that offends me, but, you know, it's not harming me. But it really is not harming anyone. So I'd say stand your ground on this, and you're going to win this one. You're going to win.
Well, how about those people who have Easter the bunny in their front yard? Or turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah, inflatable turkeys, and they show lights on them, or they have lights around their gutters, around the eaves of their homes. What about that? Is that okay? I mean, as far as I can tell, Joe, the statue of the Virgin Mary is not powered by electricity, is it?
No, it's not. But let's even use something that's even more common that almost everyone does. Halloween decorations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can't, like, fathom that they would send a letter out, the association, the management company, the board of directors, for Halloween decorations. And they haven't, to the best of my knowledge. They haven't. I know that.
Joe, let's put the board on notice right now. If you choose, Joe, we will announce all the names of the board of directors members. We will announce on the air where they live, their addresses. We will describe their homes and their front doors. We'll describe what kind of vehicles they drive, and we'll give out their phone numbers. Okay? So if they continue to give you a hard time, we will do that. If you choose to, if you want us to, we'll be glad to do that. And we'll do it over and over and over again, because I take exception to what they're doing to you. This is a matter of principle. You have nothing financially to gain from this. All you want to do is be left alone. That's all you want. But they've got to stick their noses into your business. You are not offending anyone.
Right. And no harm has been caused to anyone also. That's the main thing. Bringing no harm to anyone. That's key in your favor right there, because you're not harming anybody. And you can actually point out the hypocrisy, like you just said, the Halloween decorations. You've got them on this one here, because, and Vincent's right, make it very difficult for them. They have to respond by mail. Actually, even better than that, make it certified mail. It has to be certified coming to you to make sure that it's been acknowledged, and there's actually a tracking record on that. Make it certified. This is going to cost them a little bit, but then you do everything through certified, and then it's all professional. And you're right. Vincent's right. They have to meet to decide of how to take care of action on something like this. So you're going to have these people coming together. At some point in time, they're going to be so uncomfortable with being putting out a way that we have to meet all the time because this guy is really working us, that they're just going to say, well, you know, let it go. But you also be sending a clear message also in your neighborhood, and this we need to get this out, because they've targeted you. And they will target other people, too, that they don't like, whether on religious aspects or something else. They're going to target somebody else. These HOAs have gone a little rogue from where they first started out. They may have had some good intentions, but people who go into these HOAs have actually granted these people a little bit more power than they ever should have had, and they've gone a little rogue. So I think it's time to set the record straight. You're not causing any harm to anybody. Your statue should stay, and it will stay. I guarantee you're going to win this case.
Steve?
Yes.
Steve, I made the offer that we will expose the HOA on USA Prepares loud, clear, and wide, and often. Does the same offer exist from your broadcast on Republic Broadcasting?
Yes, it does, 100%. Matter of fact, I'll talk about it this coming Sunday. I will talk about this case. And, Joe, you're welcome on my show anytime. Let me know. I will definitely hit this. I have a say-so in this, too, because I battled these people, and I fought them. And I finally said, well, enough is enough. I was just a renter in an HOA looking for a place to build or buy, and I finally said, this is it. We're done with this place. This is ridiculous. You're actually paying people to control you, and they've gone a little rogue. They've gone a little off case here. And they're adding things all the time, new cases, new things, additions all the time to the HOA rules, which I did not agree to. I don't care if 66% of these people agreed to it. I did not agree to it. It is a contract. A contract, to me, is null and void once you start adding a bunch of other things on that I did not agree to. We don't have a contract anymore.
So,
go ahead, Joe.
I just wanted to tell everyone that's listening what exactly I had the association served with. I had this association served with what's called a request to inspect books and records. For any and all requests to the association for approval from any and all lot owners or members pursuant to Article 5, Section 21 of the Declaration of Easements, Covenants, and Restrictions, as well as any and all violation notices to any and all lot owners or members pursuant to Article 5, Section 21 of Declaration of Easements, Covenants, and Restrictions. I will be damned if the let me just tell you what's in my subdivision. I will be damned if the 80 flower pots, 4 American flags, 3 fountains, 1 angel statue, 1 lighthouse, 1 welcome statuary, 8 animal statuaries, 1 bench, 1 windmill, 3 door wreaths, 6 tree pots, and 1 flower basket got a letter. I will be utterly shocked if any of those got a letter. So I had that served on them. Technically, the statute in the law in Michigan states that they have 5 days from the date that they receive this. So rather than mail this and give them extra time to sit on it and say, oh, we didn't get it until this day or this date, I had it personally served on them on Tuesday morning.
Good.
So they have to respond by Monday. They have 5 business days to respond. And I need that information, and they have to allow us to inspect those records. And if they don't, we will file legal action in our circuit court to inspect those records, and the statute reads that we could get our attorney fees back. And that's what we'll do.
You put the ball back in your court there, Joe. You've taken control and power away from them, and that's going to be harming to them. So, yeah, you did the right things. Perfect. Perfect plan.
Joe, is your HOA a corporation?
They're nonprofit, though. HOAs are typically, to my understanding, nonprofits.
Okay. But they are governed by statutes within the federal and state applicable to corporations. So I'm wondering if you ought to just take the approach that they have violated their charter, their original incorporation charter, and they should be disbanded as a result of violating their charter.
We are looking at taking the offensive approach at this matter.
Yeah.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610, 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Agree with your position of taking the offense. And when the state came after me, what I did was I kept asking them for more and more and more information. I wanted to know exactly in writing who was on their team, what they were going to do with the information, how what their rank was individually. Who is the team? What is their rank? What is their names? What are their names? How much is their compensation? What is their titles? What's their phone numbers, their home phone numbers, and what are their addresses? So the more they asked me for, the more I asked them for. And then they realized that this, you know, this is getting terrible. There was a Chinese general and a military strategist by the name of Sun Tzu, spelled S-U-N, next word, Tzu, T-Z-U. And he was born in 545 B.C. And he wrote a book called The Art of War. And he says that you keep your opponents off guard and you surprise them all the time. Well, that's not the strategy that I use. What I do is I go and talk or meet with the opposing team. And I say, I think I understand what you guys want, but it's not going to happen. But here's what is going to happen. Here's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to make you all famous, because I know that that's what you're looking forward to. And I tell them, I'm going to make sure that their names and numbers and addresses and family members and everything about them goes far and wide, because I feel like I'm being threatened. I feel like I'm being attacked. And I want to make sure everybody knows who all the players are. That's my approach. So, Joe, the offer stands. If you want to do it, Steve's up for it. I'm up for it. But I like the approach that you're taking, the offensive approach. Steve?
Yes, I agree, 100%. Make sure, like you said, everything's done, correspondence is done with certified mail. Make it very difficult with them, because don't make it easy, and at some point in time they're going to abandon this control issue. This is a control issue, and like I said, you are the first in a long line of people that will be harassed by these HOAs and need to draw a line in the sand. You've done that already. You've taken the right actions to get back control and put an end to this rogue practice of HOAs just adding on as they want to, year after year, adding more and more to the list of restrictions that you did not agree to. That's the thing, is they broke the contract.
as far as I'm concerned. You just can't keep adding more on and more on and more on. It never happens in business, and it should not happen in an HOA. So continue on with what you're doing.
And there's another approach, and that is you can run for the board. And yeah. When there's a board, or when there's a corporation that does something that I don't like, I run for the board. And they hate it. They absolutely hate it because they know the board will be in turmoil if I get elected. So you can run for the board as well. Have you considered that, Joe?
I have considered that. I don't know if it's something that I want to do. Because I don't know if some of these declarations and easements are things that I feel comfortable enforcing. I feel that they are things that maybe I have the power to influence to get changed, but I don't feel like I can enforce a lot of these issues. And,
well, you don't have to. You don't have to. What you can do is you can motion for deletion of some of the restrictions. You
yep.
can, and you can make it public that you have your position is to remove these restrictions. Okay?
Yeah.
And for example, if there's any compensation for the board, you can say, I move that we remove all compensation. There will be no compensation. All in favor? And see if that works. So then what you do is you remove all the incentives for these other people to be on the board. And the only reason you want to be on the board would be to do the right thing. You're not
right.
there for profit. They probably are.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I completely agree with that. We, typically speaking, we don't like to take the offensive end. We don't like to take a defensive end either. However, what I want to be known to the current management company, which is Kramer Triad, that's K-R-A-M-E-R dash Triad or space Triad, T-R-I-A-D, is that we are not going to simply accept a rescission letter saying we rescind the violation notice. We will only accept a letter saying that this statute is not in violation of the articles, declarations, easements, whatever it is. So we're not just going to simply let them back down.
Good move.
Well, Joe, Simona, let me spell your last name for our class. It's Joseph, S-A-M-O-N-A. And, Joseph, if someone is interested in contacting you, shall they do that or you want to wait till the next time you're on the air with us?
If they're interested in contacting me, they can contact me at Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, Simona, S-A-M-O-N-A, at hotmail.com. There's no spaces, no dashes, no underscores. Just my first and last name at hotmail.com. Or you can find me on Facebook and send me a message.
Joe, thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to updates in the future.
Thank you very much.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.